It's also beautiful to see that even though we don't see him fighting battles, you know, overcoming this, taking this, whatever, we see that he sends out 30 daughters to 30 different families who have been influenced by this one who is brought into their family, who has been affected by this man of purity who judges Israel. And so even, you know, sometimes, you know, we speak about different roles in the assemblies and how they are all essential. And even God uses the one not at the forefront, not at the one who is fighting and who is, you know, subduing and who is doing all of these wondrous works, but in their family, in the people who they are affecting, in their immediate surroundings, you know, even through marriage, he is influencing these 30 families for the Lord.
It may not be the best arena to say this, but we've always said you need to have your household in order before the end of the verse, he judged Israel, although it does say he judged in verse 8. But it talks about the 90 people that you just mentioned that were affected, and he judged Israel 7 years. And so, from those of us who are part of a household, I can't imagine being a helpful brother when I was 13 or 14, because all I would do is nag my older brother, and we fought all the time, and everybody knows that because they saw whenever we played sports together. And there's no way we could have had such an unruly, disruptive relationship, and then go to the meeting and try to encourage or try to go up to Jesse and say, hey, so you and Joey are nice brothers, and try to encourage them. It just wouldn't work. You need to have personal matters in order before you can try to affect people outside the family. And that's something that we often say, and I think this is a good example of it.
Just before we come into the thought of marriage, I just want to say something to our daughters here. Before he enlarged his borders, if you will, he had 30 sons and 30 daughters that he sent out. And I want to highlight the importance of it to the young sisters. Before God, there is absolute equality between sons and daughters as far as what is our place before God. The role is different here, but over there we will all be same, equal. But all of them, he sent them out. And I would like to suggest that they were all competent enough for the father to send them out. And young sisters, sending out or doing what the father's bid or the father's business and whatever things might pertain Christianity, don't let it think or come down to you that it's only for the male factor, it's only for the brothers. This man understood the value of the equal numbers of daughters that he had of the sons, and he sent them all out. So I just want to highlight this, and as the brothers have discussed the marriage aspect, it's extremely important, but first he sent them, the 60, out. And I just want to highlight that your role and your importance to God is extremely, extremely precious to him, that we don't want our younger sisters to lose sight that they are also sent out, and they have a certain service before God that they need to accomplish, the same measure the young brothers have a certain service that they need to accomplish, because we were all sent out.
I think also it's nice when you see a lot of the judges, it records where they were born and where they were buried. And a lot of the judges were buried in the place where they originated from. And I think for practical application, even though you don't read a lot about these men, you see that where they grew up, they were, a lot of them were second generation, who've been saying that word a lot. And it's good to stay with your roots, that if you grew up in a Christian home, you grew up under the Christian influence, that it stays with you, and that you don't leave the inheritance, you don't leave the land that was promised to you, the blessings of the Christian faith. And so here, I'm reminded very much of Isaac, in that you don't really read a lot about him compared to Abraham, compared to Jacob, but he never left the land. Jacob went down to Egypt. Abraham went down to Egypt. Isaac remained in the land his entire life. And even though it's a very short portion where you read about him, he never left the promised land. And I think that's important for us as well, that these men, they grew up under the influence of, he grew up in Bethlehem. He was buried in Bethlehem, the house of bread. So it's this idea that we should remain in the things that we've been brought up under, the Word of God, and to really take hold of what was given to us, these blessings that we have, and to not forsake them and to go into other places. And even you read even of Samson, who he died with the Philistines, but his brethren went and took him and they buried him where he was born. So, I mean, it's a wonderful thing that we have this inheritance. Let's not leave it. Let's not go anywhere else.
So is there any significance, sorry, Joey, any significant, I want to carry on what Jesse said, any significant of somebody I could understand born in Bethlehem and fit, but any significant about somebody buried in Bethlehem? Trying to pull words out of anybody.
Rachel.
Yes? Who said Rachel? Not Kevin. Somebody there.
Rachel was buried in Bethlehem.
You wanna read to us what happened there when Rachel was buried in Bethlehem? Because what is the outcome of that?
Genesis 35, verse 19.
Okay.
And Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrath, which is in Bethlehem. And Jacob set a pillar upon her grave. That is the pillar of Rachel's grave on this day.
What does that mean? Who was born when Rachel died? Who came out to the scene? The verses before that. Read to me the verse before that. Verse 18. Genesis 35:18.
And it came to pass, as her soul was departing, before she died, that she called his name Benjamin, but his father called him Benjamin.
So there is a real significance, again, why the scripture put the things the way he put them. The outcome of somebody who is diminishing or disappearing or being buried. Who's coming out of the scene now? The true Benjamin. That in my life, Christ has been magnified more and more and more and more. So as I grow, there is idea of progress here. That as I grow, I might think I'm getting older. But what happened is this, as I am moving out of the scene, I am giving room to Christ to be manifested in my life. So what happened is this, I am giving more and more in my life, in my experience, as I'm in Bethlehem, as we have heard, eating the Word of God, feeding from that bread, that Christ, the Son of my right hand, will come out and out and shine in my life, day in and day out. That's the significance of him being buried in Bethlehem. Go ahead, Joseph.
Matthew touched on it a little bit, but I think it would be helpful. Matthew talked about having your household in order first. And we have these three men. The first was a judge for 7 years. Second was a judge for 10 years. The third was a judge for 8 years. And so we're talking about this man who spent most of his time not in being a judge. He spent most of his time taking care of what was going on in his household. Taking care of his family, taking care of that. That's where most of the work began. And I think that's very significant for us. We can certainly be used of the Lord in many mighty ways out in this world to be a testimony for the Lord Jesus. But if I'm not putting the hours I need to be putting in the home, dealing with my family if I have one, or even the training ground, if I don't know how to use an ox goad, how am I going to use it against the enemy? If I don't know how to... If I don't know anything about the Word of God, how can I use it as the two-edged sword like Ehud? The time has to be put on my knees at home in prayer and the Word of God, taking care of my family. Judgment begins in the house of God. It starts at home, and that's where most of the hard work really is. Taking care of a family, taking care of your loved ones, that's hard work. That's challenging. But if I'm able to put the dedication and time in to care for my family, to care for my loved ones, to care for the ones who I'm closest with, then I'm able to be used outside of my household for God. So, you know, we have this man, Ibzan, he was he had 30 sons, 30 daughters, and 30 son-in-laws and 30 daughter-in-law, and he took care of them. And then the Lord was able to use him for 7 years.